Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia already. Helping you love the way you ship, okay. Every seller dreams of a home run score. Yeah, I have. I know that's true. Here now to share her success story is CJ Rizzo, known on eBay as top-rated seller Mojo Modern. That's Mojo, which is M-O-J-O-E, Modern, and it's all one word, no space. CJ, tell us how you came to acquire an original Barbie.
Hi, you guys. Happy birthday, Griff.
Happy birthday.
By the way, Griff, I heard this story last Wednesday night at the meetup, and I said, you've got to come on and tell Griff this story.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm dying to hear.
I was contacted by an acquaintance that knew I sold Barbies on eBay and or collected Barbies, one or the other. And he contacted me last year, and he had a couple of Barbies I didn't want because I already had those. And then in August, he contacted me and said, I've got a really good Barbie here. I think you'll be interested. And I said, well, describe her to me. And he started telling me about what she looked like. She had really alabaster skin, and she had holes in her feet with copper tubing. And the more he talked about her, the more I knew that he had a number one Barbie in his hand. And I've been selling Barbies. Well, I've been on eBay for about 17 years, and I've never had a number one Barbie before. So before he could finish his description, I was in the car heading up towards Poway. I'm from San Diego. And to do the deal with him, and I met with him at a Denny's, and sure enough, he had a number one Barbie. A lot of people think they have one because there's a lot of reproductions and other things out there, but this was her, and I decided to go ahead and purchase her because she was in such great condition, and bought her, and he asked for $1,000, which I readily paid.
So she gives him $1,000 in Denny's.
Okay.
In Denny's. Okay.
And then I had asked him where he had gotten her prior to that, and he didn't want to give up his sources. And so after he had the money in his hand, he decided to tell me that he had found her at a thrift store just a couple hours earlier in their cabinet, and that he had paid $15 for her. And which I still was happy for him that he had got the $1,000 because I knew that she was worth more than that.
So in the meantime, now he has made $985 within 2 hours. He's found this Barbie 2 hours previously.
And he's happy, one assumes, right?
Oh, he's so happy.
He named his price.
Very happy.
So happy. And so I decided I kept her for a couple of weeks and just stared at her, and I got to be her custodian for a while, and then I decided to list her and give her to somebody in the world that really wanted her for their collection. And she was a brunette, which are rarer than the blondes when it comes to the number one Barbie, the ones that were made in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
And I offered her at auction at first. I started her at $5,000, I believe. And I got some interest, but no actual bites. And so then the next time I put her on as a buy it now for the same $5,000, but also a best offer. And used everything. And a lady from Japan contacted me, and she was actually representing another lady, and who was a collector. And she talked to me and talked to me about it. And then finally she put her best offer in at $4,400, and we settled on $4,600, and that was last August, and that was my number one Barbie.
Yay! That's a great one.
and you know, 2 hours, the guy makes $985, but the story gets so much better, doesn't it? Because
mm-hmm.
he made $4,000-something.
It is pretty cool.
He was happy. The thrift store hopefully was happy. I mean, I think everybody was happy, and you know, they're such a holy grail that they really are hard to find, and it takes a while to learn how to find this. The number one's one of the easiest dolls because of the holes in her feet and the copper tubing, and no other doll has that except the number one. And so that's one of her features. She also has like boomerang eyebrows, sometimes hand painted by the artist at Mattel. She has real alabaster skin, like white on white, really beautiful alabaster. The vinyl has faded and made it really nice contrast. She has nostril dots, believe it or not. Most doll collectors will know what that is.
What? Nostril dots?
nostril dots. Yes, they even painted her nostril dots. And her skin, her body, straight legs, nail polish, black and white iconic bathing suit striped on her. Just a real beauty. Her hair, tiny little curls up front, like little poodle curls.
And you said there was a little tiny thing wrong with it.
Little tiny nick under her nose. A lot of dolls reacted to the vinyl during that time, and they end up with green ear. A lot of people will see dolls with these green ear, and that's impossible to get off.
So what is it? Say it again. Green?
Green ear, they call it.
What is that?
It's the metal of her earrings reacting with her vinyl.
Oh.
And it has ruined many dolls. And so if you have a number one Barbie or a number six or any number that has earrings, then take them out right away.
Oh.
Because that green ear is just about impossible to get rid of. And that will really affect the value of your doll.
Yikes.
So, Oilerman21 posted on today's chat board when he saw that you were coming on.
Yes.
He said, do you think CJ Rizzo could give current market price on Bob Mackie Barbie bride doll with or without boxes? Also, where to find the value of her evaluation of the current market price of the Mattel holiday Barbies?
So these are a whole other group with Mattel. Mattel worked on Barbie, the authentic Barbie, from 1959 to 1972, and then they kind of cheapened out for a while, and their clothes were more like Best Buy clothes, genuine Barbie clothes, little tags like that. But in the 1988, they began, all these collectible Barbies came in, and he's speaking, that second part of his question, speaking about the holiday Barbie.
Oh.
Those are worth some money. The first one that came out, there's a whole collection of them, but as in everything, conditions are really important, and I could say they run from $500 to $1,500, depending on the condition. If it's one individual Barbie, it's hard to say at that moment. What I do, and if it's okay if I give a plug to Worth Point?
Absolutely.
We do it all the time.
We do it every day.
I check with Worth Point on all those particulars because I couldn't probably do any kind of accurate pricing without them. And I might leave money on the table if I was not to use them as well. So that's what I would do, is to check the current values, and you can see if you pick up something from 2011, you know, what the price it is and if it's gone down or not, where the marketplace is. But these were bought as collectible Barbies, so they're not quite as valuable, especially out of the box. So if you have any of those, they're not quite the prices they used to be. You could still, if the Barbie in the box in the 80s and 90s is still in her box and she has her shipper with her, the shipping box, then she's worth some money, but depending, like the Bob Mackie ones, those are a really good line. But because they were bought as collectibles, they're not quite as valuable as they might be in the future.
Well, what about the Bob Mackie Barbie bride doll he mentioned?
Yeah, I'm not sure which bride he means. I think it might be the Empress Bride. And this is not my area of expertise because I do vintage Barbies, which is the 59 to 72. But I can tell him that they're worth a few hundred dollars, especially if they're in the box. Without the box, they're not worth as much. They're better to give to a granddaughter or a grandson or somebody to play with, because they're,
how much, you know, do they come down in price?
A lot.
The without a box.
Collectibles have. Anything like Beanie Babies, anything like that that's bought as a collectible tend to, you know, the market drops out because there's so much on the marketplace.
Yeah.
And only the best of the best is going to sell. And you're going to get the higher dollar for that. I wait on a lot of it. It does take a while to sell those pieces. So use some of eBay's sales tricks to try to, get in there and get some sales on those collectibles. Because I do purchase a few. I do run into them. And my mother had like 300 of them. So.
Oh. What? Your mother has 300?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up with Barbies. I grew up with the 1960 Barbie. And she taught me a lot about fashion. She taught me a lot about etiquette. Manners, details. I mean, the fabrics of her clothes. You can always tell, like, vintage clothes by the white fabric tag that is in them with black writing. That's when you have vintage. And if the doll is marked Japan on her right butt cheek most of the time, then you know you have vintage, because what happens is
Barbie has a tattoo?
She does. She's marked on her right butt cheek.
And what does it say?
How shocking.
What does it say?
Different. They all say something different, but you're looking for to say Barbie and then the TM afterwards, trademark, as opposed to the R for register.
Mm-hmm.
You're also looking for made in Japan. Those are the vintage Barbies. There's a few exceptions to that, but in the most case, that's what you're looking for to find vintage Barbies.
Have you ever found a vintage Barbie on eBay and resold it on eBay?
Yes. Yes. When I might buy a lot of Barbies, I can see there's an expensive doll in there that's mixed up with the rest of the lot. And I sell a lot of her clothes with all the accessories, the purses, the hats, the gloves, the shoes, the jewelry. And so, yes, I buy lots on eBay and then resell and put them in their original outfits again and then resell them, sure.
So you mentioned the copper tubes going up the foot?
Yes.
Both?
The bottom of their feet. And they stood on a stand that had two little uprights.
Is that only
that copper tubing?
Is that only the number one Barbie?
Yes.
Did that Barbie that you bought have a box?
No, she did not.
But that's a different situation.
Well, it's so
right.
rare.
If there was a box with her, that would make her definitely more valuable. And if her hair was better, it would have made her more valuable. She needed a redo on her hair, a restyle. But it was all there. It wasn't like the roots weren't there or something like
her
that.
Her baby brother did not get hold of it and cut the
right,
hair
right, and nobody pretended to be the hairdresser either. So.
Oh, the worst. That would have been me.
Oh, my God.
Chair's empty. Get in the chair, Barbie. We're going to fix you up.
Have you ever written a guide or anything?
I have written some things on it before, yes. I have done some work on that.
Well, please come back, CJ.
Okay, Lee. Thank you. Happy birthday, Griff.
Thank you, CJ, and congratulations on your great score. That's amazing. This segment was sponsored by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Coming up, your calls are back. 888-723-4630. Let's talk on eBay Radio.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum. There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it cost more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com, revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBayRadio to check us out. And check us out.
Listen while you list.